Are you committed? When a handful of chickens needed to be rehomed, my grandson jumped at the chance to be a chicken keeper. He swore he would feed and water them twice a day and keep their pen clean. After a couple of weeks, it wasn't much fun anymore. I reminded him that we had hens before, and he knew what he was getting into. He said, "Yeah, but I didn't have to do it before." I told him he had made a commitment, and he asked what that word meant. Cambridge Dictionary defines it as a willingness to give your time and energy to something that you believe in, a promise or firm decision to do something. His response was, "I'll keep them, but they better start being nice to me and quit pecking my feet." How many commitments do you regret getting yourself into? Have you packed your life so full of them that you don't have any time for self-care? Commit your way to Adonai, the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Psalm 37:5. Have you committed your way to the Lord? If you have, how far into that commitment were you when you told yourself it was more demanding than you expected and wondered if you had made the right decision? To commit your way means to keep the direct line open to the Spirit of the Lord. Your way means everything you do, think, and say. To commit your way to the Lord means to allow Him to change you. You do not belong to the world. On the contrary, I have picked you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. John 15:19. Are you prepared to fulfill your commitment, even though the world will hate you? Trust in Him, and He will